Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organizers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 49 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organizing your meals and meal planning and all the goodness that goes into feeding and nutritionizing our beautiful bodies.
Nutritionizing. You're making up words now.
I'm good with making up words.
Yeah. So we know that this is not your favourite topic, Amy.
And I just think I do it so differently to traditional meal planning. So I think we're going to offer people the traditional and right Kirsty way.
No.
And the NQR Amy way.
No, mine's not traditional and right. Mine is not full-blown meal planning
either.
All right,
give it to us then. Let's get straight into it. Tell me what you do.
Well, do you want to talk about what meal planning is? Maybe people have never heard of it.
Oh, good idea. It's planning your meals in advance.
In advance
is the key.
For the whole week or...
Some people do it for seasons.
Fortnightly, monthly.
Yep. I've got friends that do it 3 monthly. So they sit down and they plan out what they're going to eat for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then they can buy things in bulk. So they can buy mince in bulk or they can buy chicken in bulk.
Yeah.
And they eat, you know, like maybe 6 or 7 meals consistently for 3 months and then they completely change their meal planning.
Yeah. It's so...
There's not one way to do it.
Varied. There's variety. What are the benefits of meal planning?
Well, I think the main benefit is...
You don't have any benefits because you don't do it and you don't like it.
Oh, I do meal planning. You're not a fan of it. It's different. It's different.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
You never come across as a fan to me.
No. So I'm a fan for helping other people do it.
Okay.
And I'm a fan for me doing my Amy version of it.
Yes. Obviously.
But I have not the desire.
Yes.
To do it traditionally myself.
Yes.
You'll hear about how I do it in a minute. But the benefits are financially you can buy in bulk and you tend to eat less fast food because you're actually planning in advance and you've got what you need. And time.
Yes.
That's the big one, isn't it? We're busy families and couples and singles. And if you don't have to think and spend time prepping meals every night, that's even better.
I think for me the biggest benefit for me is the headspace.
Yeah.
Like it takes me maybe, you know, 5 minutes of headspace when I'm doing my shopping, when I'm doing my shopping list, and then I don't have to think every day.
So when it's, Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, what's for dinner? Or you get the phone call, you get this. Hun, just calling to see what's for dinner?
No, because I often consult. So I'll tell you how I do it differently too. But I'll consult in the morning of what we've got planned for the week. Which one would you like this? So, but no, I don't get that John Giorgio, what's for dinner? Oh, funnily enough, I've got a meeting tonight.
Can't make it home. Sorry.
I think my dad does that too. Must be a generational thing.
I think it might be.
Yeah. But I just love like knowing, yeah, I love that headspace of not having to think at 3 o'clock, oh, what do I got to do? Let's go to shops. And then spend
nothing
heaps
worse
more
than
money.
Spending the afternoon at Coles.
And I often find that like I'll go in, even if it's not for a meal, like even if I'm like, oh, we've run out of Vegemite, let's go get Vegemite. And I'm like, oh, look at this shiny new thing. I'll get this and this and this,
yeah,
and maybe
hungry.
I need this. I need, yeah, and that's nearly always. And my mum, that's me. and my mum always told me, from when I was little, never go shopping when you're hungry, Kirsty. You'll always buy more than you need. And it has borne out on my credit card. And my hips. Thanks, Amy. Thanks for pointing that out. Thanks. She's wetting herself laughing. She can't even.
I was just picturing, like, doesn't matter, totally different train of thought. So tell me how you do it, Kirst.
Well, I wanted to first to say what meal planning is not.
Go for it.
Because I thought, and lots of people have thought, that it might be the Holy Grail.
I hope it's not.
It's not.
I hope not.
It's not. So I'm a huge fan of it. You don't do it the same way as I do it.
Yep.
So it's not your magic bullet.
No.
It's not going to solve all your problems. You're still going to have kids complaining about what they eat. You still have to cook, unless your meal planning is to take away every night.
Or have a chef.
Or there's some really great businesses like Dinner on the Table in Sydney. And I'm sure there's lots of other businesses around that you can actually order your meals and get them delivered for the week.
Which is pretty cool as well.
Which is amazing. I really want that in my life more often. So it doesn't solve all of your problems. You're still going to have to cook. You're still going to have people nagging. You still might have a husband who chooses to have a late meeting that night, or a wife who chooses a late meeting night.
Or chooses to go out with the girlfriends.
Yes.
To a movie and a quick dinner beforehand.
Oh, yes. It's not having a big folder in your house necessarily that you have, you know, if that's your bag, do it. But it does not mean that you have to have a year's worth of meals planned and that you have to have this uber Pinterest, uber Instagrammable folder.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to cook off recipes.
No. Bolognese is never a recipe for me. It's all in my head.
I've never cooked a family meal from a recipe.
Really?
Ever.
Okay.
When we've had guests over,
you don't like
cooked
cooking, though.
No,
it's not your thing.
No, I hate it. So if we've got guests over, I'll make something special and I'll cook from a recipe. But quite literally, in 16 years, a family meal has never been made from a recipe.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's not a home cooked meal every night.
Not necessarily a home cooked meal every night.
No, like there is space and grace and freedom to have takeaways, to have leftovers, have eggs on toast.
Mm-hmm.
To have eggs in toast.
Which is what we had for dinner last night.
I know. I love eggs in toast. Do you know what
eggs? As in you make, we call it egg in the bread.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Where you cut a hole, stick the egg in it, and then, yep.
Or French toast.
I love French toast. Yeah. Oh, love French toast.
I'm actually getting hungry for eggs now.
Do you know what I want now?
Maybe we go to
Second home
for lunch.
I think we better do that.
Oh, Jared, you're up for that?
All right. Middle of meal planning.
Yes.
Our tummies have gotten hungry and we're planning our lunch.
Okay. It's not just for families of four. You and I both have families of four. It can be just for yourself.
Because it really bothers me when it's like, feed your family for $10. And it's like in little writing, you and your husband have half a serving each and your children basically just sniff at it and there's no greens and no meat.
Yeah.
Like, feed your family for four is not pouring a bottle of bolognese sauce over boiled pasta and everyone getting like half a serve.
Yes.
Get with it.
Yes.
Sorry, rant over.
Was that directed at Jamie?
No, Oliver? Does Jamie do it too?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't directed at anyone. I've just seen that marketing.
Yeah, but it's, you can plan if you're just by yourself. Like, it is carving out that headspace so that you're not having to think about meals at 5 o'clock every night or 3 o'clock every night, afternoon. And it's not just for singles or families of four. It's families of 10. It's families of 20.
Maybe even more so. Yes. Bigger families.
Yes. It is not expensive. It does not have to be expensive. You don't have to bulk buy.
Nope.
You don't have to outlay. Nope. You don't have to save money.
Nope.
You can do it however you want.
Yep.
It's not a lot of work.
Doesn't have to be a lot of work.
Does not have to be a lot of work. We will share our two ways of doing meal planning. That is not a lot
of work.
Mine's
practically no work.
And it's not inflexible. Like I said, I make a meal plan for every night of the week, but we go, well, what do we feel like today? Because we've got everything and you do the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's not inflexible and there's room to experiment and to create. So that's it.
I like those, Kirst.
Right.
Tell me how you do
it. How do I do it?
Yeah. What's the Faruji way?
Well, I think about my family schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think about my family. I think about what we actually like eating. I think about what I'm like. Do I like cooking? No, I do not like cooking. So I'm like you. I am not going to sit and pore over recipe books for an hour or four to find new and creative ideas of how to cook for my family. I'm not a fan of cooking.
So why make it harder for yourself?
Yes. My kids are fusspots. So, yes.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
No, Oliver's not.
Okay, Emily's a fusspot.
One of my children is a fusspot.
That's not Oliver.
That's not Oliver. So, but Oliver still has preferences. He would have Mexican for dinner every night if he could.
Oh, good choice.
So then I think about what they like to cook, what I like, what I don't like to cook, but what I have to cook. I think about what they like to eat.
Yep.
I think about variety. And I think about our schedule. So I think about what are we doing during the week and therefore plan my meals around. Okay, Tuesday nights need to be a quick and easy meal because we get home at 5:30 and I want the kids to be in bed by 7. Yep. And same on Thursday nights, we get home at 6:30. So I think about our family schedule and what nights we're home. And it changes every week and whether I'm working during the week, whether I can prepare a meal while I'm at home doing admin work, or if I'm out flat chat all week with a client every day and therefore I have to think about what meals can be done.
Mm.
So I think about my schedule and our family's schedule. And I think about whether or not I am up for learning a new recipe this week or not.
Nice.
Which isn't very rarely.
No, but lots of people they get bored.
Yes.
So you do want to have the opportunity to learn new things, try new foods, try new cuisines.
So that's how I do it. I think about that and then I sit down and I go through my pantry and my cupboard. My pantry and my cupboard are the same thing. My pantry and my fridge and my freezer.
Yep.
Look at what's left over from last week. And, you know, I bought stuff for last week and it didn't get used.
Yep.
So I put that on my meal plan.
Yeah, right. So if you've got like a salsa left over, you'll think, oh, like, we could use that on baked potatoes or we could use that if we do a Mexican pile on.
Yeah.
So you know not to rebuy it.
Yes.
So saving your money.
Yes. Or if I bought mince last week, but we didn't do what I had planned to do for the mince because for whatever reason, then I go, well, I need to get rid of that mince this week. So what can I make with the mince?
Clever.
So I do that. And then I ask the family what they want to eat that week. And then I think about what I want to eat. Like, and I go back and go, okay, right, now I know everything. What am I going to eat this week? And What am I going to make this week? And I'll write down 5-6 meals that I'm going to eat, that we're going to cook. And then I do my shopping list based on that.
That's a great idea.
And then I go through my pantry, like we said in the pantry episode, and make sure that I shop what I look in there before I write my shopping list.
Mm, that's clever.
And Simon and I use an app.
Ooh,
we use a shopping app. so that and it's synced. So if he thinks of something while he's at work, or he's going through the pantry, or if he uses something, the last of something, he'll just go on the app and write it in the app. And we have a today an urgent list, we have a fruit and veg list, and we have a shopping list, and then we might have a Bunnings list and a pharmacy list.
I like that.
So then we, and it's always current, like it's always up to date.
What app do you use? Because I use Wonderlist for that, but sounds like you've got something that's a bit more.
It's called Our Groceries.
Cool.
I think I'll put a link in the show notes.
Excellent. And if you've got an app that you use, we'd love to hear about it.
Yes, please. Amy, yours is...
Hang on, I've got some more questions.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go. Fire away, my
so
friend.
So you've got 5 to 6 different meal ideas for the week, and mm-hmm. you know that some of them are quicker, some of them you might need to prep. Do you say, like, have a little running list for the week and say Monday is going to be this, Tuesday is going to be
yes.
that? Yep, so the kids can kind of see in advance.
No, the kids don't see it.
Oh, okay.
No. I do not want 3 hours of whinging. Actually, I don't even want 3 hours of whinging. But if they saw it, then I would have days of whinging.
Right.
I don't like that. Why are we having that on Friday night? I don't even like that food. I do not want that. The kids do not know what we're having.
Awesome.
They do not. I try. I've learnt this from my mum. I remember my mum doing this. And it wasn't until like a couple of years ago that I realised the wisdom. And I remember as a child how frustrating it is. My kids ask me what we're having for dinner that night. I say food.
Oh, I like that, food.
Yeah. You'll wait and see.
Oh.
It doesn't stop them nagging. What are we having, Mum? Come on, please tell us. We want to know. Why would I tell you when you just whinge? It doesn't matter what I'm cooking. One of you will whinge or both of you will whinge.
I love it, Kirsten. Calling it what it is. Going, food.
Food.
That's what you're getting. I'm going to feed you.
Yep.
Aren't if you lucky. I love it. So Wednesday night, Sam gets home. You've had a massive day with a client. What happens if you decide neither of you can be bothered cooking the tacos and you want to just have takeaway?
We have takeaway.
Okay. So it doesn't – takeaway is not like a particular night. You say, well, every Friday night we're going to take the
no,
night off. And
we don't do that in our house. We just do it when it suits.
When you've had enough and you just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yep. Or, I love it.
And it can be random. Sometimes we even get – like the last couple of weeks we've got food out and things have gone pear-shaped.
Yep.
So we have, you know, made eggs on toast or
yeah.
like pasta, like just done plain pasta or, you know, something really easy.
Yeah.
Or sandwiches is a big thing in our house for dinner.
Ooh, we I don't just think we've do. Ever done sandwiches for dinner.
Oh, Simon does that quite often. Mm-hmm. Like he'll go, oh, sorry, babe, I'm working late. But he'll do it early enough that I don't prep dinner.
Yeah.
So I'll just go, okay, so what do you want for dinner? And he'll go, oh, no, it's okay, I'll just have a sandwich.
Oh, awesome.
So, but I'll often, but on those nights, then I might just do boiled pasta for the kids and veggies.
Yeah, that's a good option. So you're flexible, but you've got plan.
Yeah. And then, and so therefore, when we got that meat out that day and we didn't use it, it got used the next night.
Yeah. So you're not then wasting.
Yeah.
Australians waste so much food.
I know. Let's go back to this war on waste.
Yeah. The average, I actually think the average is really conservative, but they estimate that most households of two people waste about $1,700 worth of groceries per year. I think that's really conservative. I think it's probably a lot more than that, particularly once you've got kids. And we want to reduce that waste because food waste, like, let's forget about the actual.
Let's just stop because kids waste enough food as it is. Do you know, like.
My kids never waste food.
Oh, well, my kids always do. Always. Like,
yeah.
They're
constantly half eating something. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Or, like, we'll put food in their lunch and they'll come home. Not eaten.
Now
like
lunchboxes never have anything left. But I do hear my
and
clients
then, like,
say a lot
have,
of it.
And we're not a white plate family. Like,
what
do you know white
mean?
Plate syndrome?
No, never heard of that.
Our parents used to make us finish off
the
food.
Yeah, my parents totally did.
Well, then that can create obesity.
Correct. Or it
and it creates
food issues.
Yeah. So we are, in our family, we just say, eat until you're hungry.
Eat until you're full.
And so some nights, if they don't like what they're eating, they're like, oh, I'm full.
Does that mean they don't get dessert?
Yeah, no. We only do dessert on Friday.
Okay.
on Saturday nights.
So our kids will often have dessert. I mean, it's yogurt and berries.
No, and so yes, we do dessert every night if they want it, but they don't get it if...
Same.
But
if you're
don't...
full, then you're full.
Yes.
So I would never say to them, I would never force you to eat a meal, and I'm never going to give you consequences for not eating your dinner, but you don't get to pick an alternative.
Yeah, there's a consequence to that.
Yeah, like if you
I've
don't want to
eat
a
meal.
It, that's cool. If there's something like... something wrong with it. There's been occasions, let me be really honest, so the food is so disgusting that I've cooked, that we've started and then gone and ordered pizza.
Yeah.
Those nights are different.
Yes, of course.
But when I serve you up a pumpkin risotto and 10 mouthfuls in, you go, oh, I'm really full. Can I please have some toast? The answer's no.
No.
You've got a healthy dinner in front of you.
Yes. I wish my kids like risotto. I miss risotto.
Oh, that's one of our staples.
I miss
it takes
risotto.
A long time, Kirst.
What?
To make it.
No.
Do you do...
baked risotto.
No, it can't do it.
I love baked risotto.
No, my kids love the risotto, your stove risotto. But my dad, shout out Papa Bear, makes my kids risotto all the time with like prawns, bacon, chicken, spinach, mushrooms.
Have you tried a baked risotto? I really want to challenge you.
Well, I have, but maybe I haven't tried a good one. Yes. It was really dry and crunchy, and that's not how I like my risotto.
No, Donna Hay has a really good baked risotto.
I will give it a go because it has to be in a day when I'm not with a client till late that I cook risotto.
Yeah. We'll just get Cal to put it in the
we'll
oven.
Get my dad.
Yeah, get your dad to cook
do
it. Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
I love it because then it's like... it's kind of like the Thermomix. You chuck it in and you walk away.
And it's done when you get back.
It's done. I love it. Awesome. And I miss it. I'm going to cry now because I really miss baked risotto. I miss risotto.
Why don't you make it and then portion it up so that those days when the kids want eggs on toast, you can get out of the freezer.
It's an excellent idea.
A risotto and then you can really enjoy it yourself.
That's a really good idea.
Do
Thank
it.
You.
Pleasure. My gift to you, Kirst.
You're so full of wisdom.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys. Mm. So that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now back to the podcast for so many more tips and tricks.
Have you got anything else that you would like to share about your meal planning?
No, just that I just cannot.
Doesn't sound difficult.
No, and my absolutely number one benefit is that I don't have to, I think for 5 minutes and then I maybe think for a minute in the morning if I'm going to switch it up.
Yeah, it's great.
But I really love the weeks where I actually go, this is the plan and I stick to it because then I don't have to think.
That's really good. So my way of doing it is we do Coles online, which you all know, and we get around 2 deliveries a week because I really like my fruit and veg fresh. And we eat enough in our family that we can justify getting 2 deliveries a week and not having to pay delivery fees or anything like that. But here, so anyone that's a culinary expert, I apologize for the for the confession I'm about to make. And if you... Anyway, let me just say it and I apologize in advance.
You don't need to apologize for yourself at all.
We eat the same thing all the time. So my shopping list twice a week pretty much looks the same.
Fair enough.
Like the same.
So you're also breeding culinary duds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My kids, my dad does help my children expand their, what they eat, but I am not someone who enjoys cooking at all.
And Cal doesn't either, does he?
No, neither of us enjoy the process of cooking and neither of us are foodies.
Because Simon loves the process of cooking.
Yeah. See, if we love the process, you'd have more inspiration.
Yes.
Don't like the process. We eat for function. So we eat, we want meals that we can eat pretty fast, that give us what we need and we can get out of there. So we eat a lot of fish and veggies, baked fish and veggies.
Why are you looking at me like you're apologising?
Well,
do not apologise, my friend. Do we ask our clients to apologise?
No, that's true. We eat very minimal. Don't apologise. Minimal is how we do it. Fish and veggies probably two times a week. We would have chicken wraps probably once a week where we get like these rice wraps. We just grill some chicken, chuck it in, salad, done. The best. The kids always eat it. And then we always can manage to get like...
When we do wraps, Emily eats the wrap.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Nothing on it.
So my kids take wraps every day for their school lunch and they put in all these things. So
back onto you, sorry.
We tend to do one night that's like a pastry kind of thing. The kids love a pasta that my husband makes called, we call it pasta with tuna and peas, and that's exactly what it is. Boiled pasta, tin of tuna, like a cup of frozen peas mixed in together with a bit of cheese. And that's like the kids' favourite. We don't eat it because that's gross.
I hate tuna.
Oh, I love tuna.
I hate tuna. I'm like, even the thought of it, I'm getting a bit ill thinking about it.
Oh, no, we're a tuna family.
Okay, move on.
Mince, like we'll have a barbie. We'll just have meat and veg, stir fries with chicken, like really simple meals. And we order the same things all the time. And it just looks different how we prepare it. So there's always chicken, there's always mince, there's always fish, and there's always a really big range of veggies. And that's kind of how it rolls. So last Friday night, I just could not be bothered cooking, but didn't feel like takeaway. I wanted something healthy. I just chopped up every vegetable we had in the fridge and chucked it in the oven for an hour. It was divine. Divine. And then the leftovers I used in a salad the following day.
Awesome.
Like a big bowl of roast veggies.
Yum.
Oh, it was so yummy. The kids even ate it.
Oh, I wish my kids ate food.
Well, soup in winter is a big goer for us. Our kids love soup. No. Love, 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 love soup.
No. Ollie will eat it. Emily will not.
That's disappointing.
Oh, I cannot wait for them to have their own children who are fusspots.
I hope they're not fusspots. Don't say that over your
children. I know, that's horrible. I'm a horrible... I say horrible things.
No, you don't.
I just said a horrible thing, so I say horrible things. I'm not a horrible person.
No,
I say horrible things.
Oh. I don't know how to respond to that. I'm just going to keep talking about food. So our food planning is really simple. Same things in the grocery list every week. There's always the same thing. So we don't decide pre 5 o'clock what we're having for dinner that night because none of our meals take over about half an hour to prep. So it's really simple for us.
Do you just keep all your meat in the fridge then?
In the freezer.
And then so how do you defrost it? Do you defrost it with water?
Well, some of it we don't defrost.
Okay.
So
with fish don't.
Fish we don't defrost. Chicken I pre-cut. So some of my meal planning is actually in pre-prepping.
I know.
So I pre-cut my chicken. So before it goes in the freezer, I dice it. And so when it's ready to go, either I put it in a bit of warm water for a little while.
Cold water.
Well, I find that it's not as fast. I know I've tried. Don't give me those eyes. And then we chuck it in the fry pan or however we're using it. And so all the meat's in the freezer. All the veggies get used pretty often and it's really simple. Can I tell you about something though that has been something I've done the last couple of years? And we do an eat yourself out of house and home challenge.
Yes, please tell us this.
So anyone that follows me on my Facebook page would know about this. So every June I run a challenge and we call it Eat Yourself Out of House and Home Month. And the idea is to rid yourself of anything from your fridge, freezer and pantry. So if you've got sauces or meats at the back of your pantry, if you've got meat at the back of your pantry,
get it out.
You've
of
got
there.
More issues than needing to just eat through. So if you've got meat in the freezer, if you've got sauces, flours, seasonings, my challenge that I set to people is every June, work your way through that. So set your meals around what you already have. If you've got 5 tins of cannellini beans, use them up. If you've got pasta, if you've got gravy, if you've got stocks, use all those things up so that you're not then throwing them out. Because what drives me crazy with food waste is not so much the actual food you're throwing out, it's the, what's put into the production. Like how much water you're wasting by throwing stuff out, because production of food is really high water production. Could I say production use. One more time in that sentence?
High water use.
So we want to stop throwing that stuff out. And the best way to do that is once a year, try and eat yourself out of house and home. Last year, our grocery bill for the month of June was $1,000 less than every other month of that year.
Awesome.
So, yes, I didn't actually save $1,000 because I'd spent that accumulatively over that time buying the flour and the gravy and the stock and the tins of whatever. But that month,
it was a good month.
Was a great month because we ate what we had and didn't throw stuff out. Because when, Kirstie, when we do pantry sessions, so much gets thrown out.
I love pantry sessions and I abhor them too because I get that real sinking sick feeling in my tummy because of how much we throw out.
Mm.
And my clients do too. Like, and that's why I love pantry sessions.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Because the transformation in my clients' mindsets about how much they waste on food because they're not thoughtful and intentional about what they bring into their home. Which is the same for every room in the house, but the pantry is very obvious when you go to declutter the pantry because you and I both do the same. We get everything out of the pantry. Mm-hmm. We check for use-by dates. We check for whether or not people even like that food. Like, yeah, you bought cannellini beans, but
nobody likes them. Send them to a food pantry.
Yeah.
And so if things are in date and you really don't use them, you can take them to the local Coles or Woolies and they've usually got a tub there where you can put things in for a local food pantry.
Yeah, or contact your local church. Most churches do food banks as well, or contact your local charity, whatever. Find a way to give them. Don't chuck them in the bin.
Don't chuck them in the bin if they're in date.
No.
If they're out of date, do.
And it's also that whole learning experience of like, I have spent so much money and I'm now wasting so much money because we're donating so much and we're chucking out all this used, out-of-date food that I never got around to using.
I just had a cool idea. If you're throwing out food that's out of date, like tins, you could open the tin, providing it's not like decades out of date and stinky, and compost the food inside and then recycle the tin.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should do that. So, hey, out of decluttering peeps, why don't we get on board this June experiment? Amy, will you remind us when it comes around to June?
Yeah, it must almost, because we're recording ahead of time now, we must be heading pretty close to June. So I think we'll run the Eat Yourself Out of House and Home Challenge. And it's really fun because what we then do is encourage people to, say, pick some ingredients that you've got and put them into Google and see what recipe comes up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because you can actually discover some pretty cool recipes.
You like cooking.
Well, baking for me was, I find that we don't end up with a lot of food in our freezer and fridge, but because we bake, that's my expression of enjoying cooking.
Yes.
We had coconut flour and almond flour and all these different flours. So we started putting them into Google and we came up with some beautiful baked goods last year, cakes and biscuits particularly, that I never would have thought putting things together. So, so good.
So if you would love us to work in your home with you to do a pantry declutter, shout out to us. Get in contact with Amy if you're in Melbourne, me, Kirsty, if you're in Sydney, and either of us if you want to do a virtual one, because we love pantry.
And they're generally only one session.
Oh, definitely.
So you can get heaps done and you will save time and money.
Yes, and your pantry will thank you for it. Your hip pocket will thank you for it, and maybe even your actual hips might.
And your brain will thank you for it.
Because you'll be able to open your pantry and find joy in there. Because you'll go,
you like cooking
so
again.
Lovely.
Yeah, you start to enjoy cooking, which is what I've had lots of people say. all of a sudden I didn't want to get takeaway because I could see I could cook a healthy meal really quickly.
Yeah. So, and let us know if you are a fan of meal planning, how you do it differently to Amy and I. If you come home and chop up all your veggies and get every meal sorted for the week, or if you do a big batch cooking on Sunday so you don't even have to think about it during the week, let us know how you do it differently from us, and you just might inspire somebody else to be a mini you when it comes to meal planning. Anything else, Amy?
No. So thank you so much for joining us again this week. We love connecting with you for half an hour every week. And remember, if you haven't listened to our episode on pantries, fridges and freezers, you can always go back and listen to those because they're really complimentary to what we've talked about today.
Yay! We can't wait to hang out with you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.